Hey everyone, it's Megan Segura.
And it's Rachel Roberts.
And we are here with devastating news.
It's a sad day. I hope you're all prepared, sitting down preferably.
Shannon Bedore and David Bedore have separated.
Officially.
I was so upset when I read this news, and not because it's totally unexpected. The writing has sort of been on the wall watching this season of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
You can't see me, but I'm nodding. I'm nodding.
However, this is the last thing Shannon wanted, and that's why I'm so sad for her.
That is exactly how I feel. I was like, I think this is going to be good for them. I think that she'll end up being a happier person. David, I think, is ready to move on. But I know that this is going to kill Shannon.
Is it okay now for me to fully not like David Bedore?
I think so.
Because before, I've always...
Sorry, I just lifted my hand because never say never, they're not divorced.
Right. Okay. I mean, so just take it with a grain of salt, but I don't really like David Bedore anymore.
No, continue.
She released a statement. Should we read it?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Megan.
It's heartbreaking for me and my daughters that this is the road that had to be taken, but it's the only way.
Ugh.
I felt alone in my marriage. You can do what you can to keep your family together, but you have to have willing parties.
Ugh. Every word's like a knife, and it just gets deeper.
You need two people to make a marriage work, and that just wasn't happening in our relationship.
50 negative thoughts a day.
What the fuck, David? That means you really dropped the ball on this one.
Seriously. And so basically she's saying, I'm in it. I'm still willing.
She did everything. She did the crystals. She did the therapy. She did the incantation that she told us about in her interview on the podcast
right.
to get him to come back when he left her initially.
Do you think she's going to do it again?
I think she's done now.
Well, but they're separated. They're not getting a divorce. That's two different things.
I know, but for her to make a public statement... As opposed to when he initially left the home, you know, and that was very hush-hush.
Right, because it was like right after the reunion, I want to say season 8, in the car on the way home is when someone from production found out that he had cheated.
Right. So... All of this is coming out now, in part, I think, because right now the reunion is filming. Mm-hmm. And our very own Crystal Puccio, who we've heard from before on the podcast, will be talking to us next week's episode.
About being there.
About being there and everything that she witnessed.
So basically, we found out because Crystal messaged me and Megan being like, oh my God, you guys, Shannon and David are separated. And we both lost our minds. I lost my mind. And I stood up and no one was at their desks. For some reason. And I was like, I have no one. Oh, my God. I'm panicking alone. It was not fun. I needed some lemons. I needed to put them in a bowl. There was none to be found. It really hit me how really sad I am just now for her. Because it's like all season we've seen her relationship with David kind of maybe affect her relationship with her friends. And it's like if she's not happy there, she's now separated from David. It just is like... I just feel so bad for her.
Yeah. Possible silver lining. We'll get to see single Shannon, and she'll be thriving.
She will, of course, be thriving. I can only imagine the different, I was going to say, like, languages she'll be going out with. Holy night! And school it!
Yeah. Needless to say, Rachel and I are just hanging on by a thread right now. Please tweet us your comments. You can tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish or reach out to us personally. I'm at Meg Segura.
I'm at Rachie Rob on Twitter and Suspiciously Small on Instagram. But Shannon, we're thinking about you. Our hearts are with you. And we hope you're doing okay.